Well, do you wish you could control your pain through your thoughts? This week is National Pain Week, and three of Australia's leading experts in chronic pain have written a book targeting those who are looking for answers on what causes pain and how it can be treated. They explain how the mind and body are more connected than we think. Sarah Spencer reports.
If you're in pain in any way, there is hope, because I started to lose that, and getting it back is the best thing I've ever been given. The best gift of life was giving me hope. So anyone out there who is suffering from pain, please, there is hope and there is help.
Mary Lynn Cochran has been suffering from severe pain for over 30 years and says this book has completely changed the way she thinks and feels about her condition. She is a part of the 1 in 5 Australians who experience persistent, ongoing and chronic pain. The pain book was released last Tuesday in a bid to reach out to these pain sufferers by offering hope when not only facing pain, but also when learning to manage it. Three professionals in the field decided to publish this book in conjunction with their pain program aimed at helping pain sufferers find hope when it hurts. Physiotherapist Rebecca McCabe has extensive expertise in chronic pain and explains the main message of the pain book.
One of the problems that I've faced over many years of working with pain is people don't understand really what's happening in their bodies. So one of the things that we try to do in the book in the first few chapters is actually give an understanding to people suffering from pain, but also with some of the reviews of the book, we've seen that even health professionals are finding it helpful to talk about pain with their patients. We need to educate people to give them power, what's happening in their bodies. We've got sort of like a natural medication cabinet in our own brains. So what we try to do in the book and the program that we run is we try to give the key to that cabinet to people through education so that they can release natural opioids, for example, when you start to become active. You can release dopamine when you achieve your goals. So there's a natural sort of, if you like, medicine cabinet in people's brains. And I think what we're trying to do with the book, we're trying to give people the key to their own medicine cabinet in their brain so they don't have to rely on too much medication. What happens with medication, particularly the strong opiates, is that people build up a tolerance to it, so the receptors get tolerant to the medication, so people have to take more of it to get the desired effect. So when something happens, like a new surgery, they don't have much more room to go because they're already on a very high level because their receptors have become tolerant to the strong opioid. And that's where sort of Mary Lynn's story comes in, really. I first started getting pain in my mid-20s. So for that length of time, I've lived with this chronic pain.
What is it actually like to be living with this pain every day?
Up until recently, until I've done this course using this pain book, it was like living on a different level than everyone else, because you have no meaning in life. You're living every day in your pain. Like when I woke up, I was in pain. When I went to bed, I was in pain. If I did anything, I was in pain. So trying to live a lifestyle with that is really difficult, because you're also living with anger. You know, why me, and why is this happening to me? And you're also living with loss of confidence. I can't do that because my body won't let me do that. Isolation, because you can't do and be with people the way you'd like to be with people.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Robin Murray has taught in the field of chronic pain for many years and says there is a combination of treatments because every person has different levels of pain.
We use a combination. We don't use any one single aspect of pain management, because we know that just doing one thing is not going to be enough. Recent research in psychology has indicated that physical activity actually improves your mood, especially over time. But we also work with people to help them find ways to change the way they think about pain and about life in general.
Dr. Robin Murray. Mary Lynn Cochran says this book has offered her a new lease on life.
The program taught me to look at myself as a whole person, not just my pain. So your pain affects the whole person. So medical intervention, and I'm not saying it's bad at all because I still need it, but it's not the only way I can live a fulfilled, meaningful life. So by using the techniques, the meditation, the different strategies you're given for, like visualization, which I used earlier in this year for a new surgery I had after I did the pain, I could control it. I can control things now. The pain doesn't control me. I will have this book with me, I know, for the rest of my life.
Chronic pain sufferer Mary Lynn Cochran speaking to Sarah Spencer.